very model of a modern major liberal. I think that corporation and bank profits should be minimal. With open U.S. borders, there'll be no illegal aliens. You'll only get a tax deduction if you're vegetarian. I'm very well acquainted with the reasons we have rich and poor. Our problems would be solved if we just all banned guns, I'm pretty sure. Progressives will soon find a way to raise the wage you're living on. If you're a millionaire, I will tax you into oblivion.
The Capital Steps were founded in December 1981 when some staffers from Senator Charles Percy were planning entertainment for a Christmas party. Since then, they've been putting the mock in documentary. No, the mock in democracy. Sorry, I'm reading right through that line in the middle of my bifocals, and it's not right. They've been putting the mock in democracy in Washington D.C. on tour, on the radio, and during this summer in Lenox, Massachusetts. The musical satirists call the Cranwell Spa and Golf Resort their summer home, performing here every night except Tuesday through the 30th of August. The Cap Steps' latest album is The Lion Kings. We are joined this morning by longtime steppers Brad Van Grack and Nancy Dolliver. Good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Hi.
We're doing great.
Excellent. So let me get, when I say long time, how long have you been with the group?
I think it's about 28 years.
Wow.
And I'm 29, and that's what's so weird about it.
That is. But you came out, good for you. That's nice. And?
About 23 years.
Wow. So what is so great about it that makes you not want to leave?
Making people laugh is a great job. And how many people have a job when, you know, you do your job and people clap?
Yeah.
And laugh.
And
yeah. I have an accountant friend, and he's upset that that does never happen. You know, he's actually asked me to come over and watch him work just to, you know, have
and then
audience.
Clap. Yeah,
nobody right. laughs. Nobody applauds.
I know. Yeah.
He's just adding there and nothing's
just,
happening.
You know, sometimes he gets a column right. And I'm like, yeah, do it again.
With the lighter. And
right.
Good for you. So now we've had various members of the Steps on over the years. And in coming into this particular residency at the Cranwell. So you will be there for how long of the time?
I'm going to be another 2 weeks. Nancy?
For 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then the whole company will be here until the end of the summer.
Right. So you will just rotate sort of in
right.
and out.
It's kind of a working vacation, really.
That's yeah. really yeah. nice.
So you and that keeps it fresh, that there's different people coming in and out, and that makes it even more fun.
On stage, on a given night, what is how many core people do you have on stage?
We have 5 performers and a piano player.
Okay. So of those 5 performers, you need there's a formula to that, right? There has to be a certain type of 5.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sort of performers sort of fit into a different slot, you know, like usually the women don't do Barack Obama, that kind of thing. So we have, you know, different, for example, I'm the Bernie Sanders guy, you know, and another week we'll have another guy who sort of fits in that slot.
Well, so what are some of the characters that you have done over the years?
Oh,
I say characters, I mean political figures.
Right.
Well, isn't it the same thing?
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
I mean, you know, we do occasional social songs as well, but I don't know. I mean, Ross Perot, of course, speaking of, you know, Ross Perot just passed away, you know,
yeah.
a few days ago. But Bill Clinton used to do him all the time. I like that. Just hold it out like that. Which brings me right to Jeffrey Epstein. No, I, you know, we don't. Do we know how he sounds? I don't know. Anyway.
Creepy.
Yeah, very creepy. Hey, man, it's Jeffrey Epstein.
And Nancy, what are some of your...
Oh, Monica Lewinsky was fun and for the women, it's a little less interesting. It's getting more interesting as more women
yeah.
are entering
Don't say that. That's
politics.
Just not...
But we were a lot of the political wives, you know.
Right. Well, yeah, sure. So who does Nancy? Who would do Nancy Pelosi?
I'm doing Nancy
you've,
Pelosi
you're
right
doing...
now and Elizabeth Warren.
Okay.
And that's pretty darn interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Betsy DeVos was fun, if you don't mind being booed when you walk on stage.
Well, I was going to ask you that. So I don't know if you're aware of this yet, but, you know, the Berkshires may be a little blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So so when the audience comes in, do they feel that? Do you feel that when you announce yourself as a character and they
Yeah,
react?
Sometimes. I mean, we do the same show throughout the country because
right.
it's a national show. It's not a,
sure.
you know. But the first time I went out into a very liberal audience, I guess, and said, I'm Betsy DeVos, and 1,000 people booed me. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
I was a little taken aback.
You probably get that a little less in your characters.
He went on once as Bernie Sanders in Vermont, and I thought a rock star had walked out on stage.
That was pretty funny.
That was pretty wild.
And of course, if we come out, you know, Donald Trump, of course, has visceral reactions when he comes out and does the show. We have to remind the audience, we're not really the person. We're just actors. but, yeah, it's hard to get him continuing going with all the booing things and going on that.
So given that the two of you have been with this troupe for a long time, where are we when it comes to satire and political satire? Is this a golden age? Is it difficult, more difficult now? Mm-hmm. Because I have heard it described by some in your business that it is that we are living satire and parody every day, that it is more difficult to strap onto that?
It's hard to out-Trump Trump with comedy and other things, but we've thought of actually performing just the tweets as a performance
art. Straight,
yeah. Yeah, just read them. I thought that would be kind of a cool—
performance art. You know,
but
yeah.
Clinton,
right?
Was a golden age. That was a golden age for us.
Yeah, I would say that, well, the Clinton age to me was the funniest, because that stuff really, nothing like that had ever happened that, you know, with media around, but— people are a little upset, but I think that we make them feel better. I think we're
a
therapy.
Lot of people feel that they're so glad. They said, oh, it was so good to laugh. I said, well, we provide a public service, a public health service.
I think that's true, though. I mean, I find that even when we do events, that people like, whether we're talking about it seriously or comedically, that's your job. We take care of the serious stuff. But the people want to come out and talk about what's going on and at least feel that they're, you know, things are okay and somewhat normalized,
also,
meaning that they can laugh.
We like to think we're bipartisan. So I think it's sort of a reminder, too, not only can we laugh at ourselves, but that to get a little distance on things, that this is politics and that just in and of itself.
And it's all silly.
Both sides are ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all silly.
The craziness is just there, and we're making fun of it, and that gives a distance, I think, to people that they're not getting every day because they're watching all the news and going, oh, my God.
So the show is, I mentioned the new CD. I mean, the show is fairly set in the sense that you have your songs, you have what's going to go on. There's characters and characterizations that obviously can go on every single solitary night. With that said, if something breaks and let's say next Wednesday, Bob Mueller says something, you know, groundbreaking,
right,
and just amazing, how do you respond to that night? Do you get an email from Mount High that says, by the way, performers?
We get that.
With the 24-hour news cycle, you really can't respond to everything. And everybody doesn't hear the same things anymore. When
No.
It used to be three networks, everyone had the same news. Sometimes we have rushed and put a reference or a song into the show that day thinking, being so proud of ourselves, and half the audience is like, what are you talking about?
So, well, like when the Mueller report, comes out, though, it seems that I would expect going into your show that you would address it in some way.
This is a bit of a trade secret, but we don't necessarily have to do an entire song that day.
Right.
I mean, we could put in a line or two
yeah.
in some of the routines that we have that would work with that.
For example, the president character usually does a little monologue, and that's a good place to put a recent reference that you might say it just for two nights, and then that goes out and something else is the big story.
Yeah.
So that's an easy place to...
Now, do you as performers get to add to any of that, or does it come from the home office?
It's mostly from the home office, but we do a little bit. You know, sometimes we're out on the road and something will happen and we don't hear anything in time. We just say, oh, I wonder if we can throw this in, see how it works.
Mm.
And usually it's good. Sometimes
usually.
It's a resounding silence, but
and
no,
you
usually
just
it's
move
good.
Right along.
And we just go,
yeah.
Well, that's, you know. That was a serious moment in our show.
The look, you, Capital Steps have a long affiliation with public radio. You've been with us on this station for years and years and years. There is people we have partnered with you all on yearly concerts, and we sell out every year. I mean, you're very, very popular, and I'm interested in what you think the essence of that is, of what it is about what you do. We touched on it a little bit, but the essence of what it is that you do that has been able to not only capture people, but to really have them so they want to come and keep seeing you over and over again.
Well, this is just my opinion, but... Nancy, what do you think?
I think what you think, Brad. What do you think?
I think something about the music combined with the lyrics has a nice effect. For example, Joe Biden, of course, has got the touchy-feely reputation going for him. So we have a song like "Can You Feel the Love Tonight," right? And we change it to "Can You Feel the Rub Tonight," and just the fact that it's a song, I think it has an emotional. As opposed to just a joke, right? Just the words.
Stand up.
When you have the music behind it, it's got that Weird Al Yankovic effect. It just has kind of a funnier ring to it.
Which came first? Well, let me ask that question in a second because I have to think of the guy's name. who was the Mark Russell?
Who came
first, Mark Russell or you guys?
I think I would say Mark was before 81.
Yeah.
I mean, because he was performing at the Shoreham a long time ago.
Yeah.
Which was one of our early venues, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was one of our venues. It's hard to say. I mean, he's a good friend. We actually did a show together at one point, in one of the private show, actually. It was kind of interesting. But Mark is great.
Yeah.
And,
but a similar thing is because it's the music, and because you're doing that, even if I'm a Joe Biden supporter or fan and I hear that song, that can make me laugh because it's just...
Right. I don't know if it tends more to the silliness. I don't really know. But there's something about the music, though, I think lends itself to getting a funnier response. I don't know why. I'm sorry. Nancy, what do you think?
Yeah, Nancy, what do you think?
We decided today that if we were going to just not know what to do to go on, we would just turn to the other one and go, what do you think?
People just love to laugh and they have found a formula that they stuck with over the years that makes people laugh.
Yeah, and for you to go around the country and to see different parts of this country and to perform this type of material, I would think it would be very gratifying. I also think that you get a really good sense of the makeup of the United States of America.
That's true. A couple times we've had songs where we do a little survey. How many Democrats in the audience? How many Republicans? That's kind of interesting, too. But the other thing that since we are bipartisan is if you don't like one song or you don't like making fun of one person, the next song is somebody else and it's on the other side. So there's something for everybody.
And you obviously that's carefully thought out.
Mm-hmm. Although people tend to think that we rag on whoever's the president a little more because that's the top target. So even in the Clinton days, Democrats are going, is this a Republican group? Kind of a thing. But now, of course, it's the other way around.
Yeah. And that just makes sense. But you're obviously going to make fun of the president, right? I mean, that's
right.
That goes
right
back to the beginning of the presidency.
Who's ever being more ridiculous at the time gets, skewered more.
Yeah. So I asked a question earlier about satire. Are there people who come in maybe minus a sense of humor and say, "Oh, well, these are things that you should be taking much more seriously."
We had a show about Euro Disney. Remember that first started years ago, and I think it was a private show. And we were in the middle of the song, and this woman who was French stood up and walked to the front of the stage and was very upset. She says, "This is not true, what you say about the French. I wish to speak. And so she was not happy, that's for sure.
Well, there are people that take it too seriously. They know that I'm not Nancy Pelosi, but I see people taking pictures and stuff, and it's like, you really know that we're not real people. But one of our Obamas said this woman came up to him after a show and said, "I wrote you several letters and you never answered me."
That I didn't hear.
Morgan. And it's like, well, you know that I'm not really Barack Obama.
Yeah.
So That's a compliment in a way, I guess, if people buy into
it.
But
that's a very nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
hold on.
And now he's lending.
No, I dropped the paper okay. that gave me all
he
the information
paper,
that I have
he's
to tell.
It back up now.
The Capital Steps are in residence at the Cranwell Spa and Golf Resort. They're treating you okay? You got a nice room? Everything good? You
have it's
a,
fabulous.
You have a beautiful
great.
View?
We
good.
Love coming to the Cranwell.
A lot
excellent.
Of construction, though, too.
Oh, good. But you can sleep at night? Everything's fine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay. August 30th is the running through August 30th, capsteps.com. Capsteps.com. And again, the new CD out is called The Lion Kings. Are either of your voices on the new CD?
I don't know.
Huh?
No, I don't know. I haven't even listened to it yet.
Oh, you.
Yeah, but it's great. It's great.
I think I've got five songs
maybe
on there.
Maybe you can listen to it on the car ride back. Brad, Nancy, what a great pleasure. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful rest of your run.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.